We are here at the 2017 Filene's Big Bright Minds Conference with Mr. Chuck Fagan from PSEU. How are you, Chuck?
Mike, doing great. Good to see you as always.
Good to see you too.
It's exciting to be here and one of the last trips of the year. That's always good too.
I think that's the story for a lot of us. This is right before the holidays. It's a good way to kind of cap off the year, I think. So come in here and listen to some really cool cutting edge stuff, pardon the 90s term, but cutting edge stuff here.
It does. You know, you get to the end of the year and you're always thinking, boy, I finally get a break. But this gets you charged up as you head into next year. You know, there's such a creative atmosphere here, and there's such a excitement just because you get to see presentations from i3ers who are, you know, up and coming in the industry, and yeah. it really is timed well to get you fired up for 2018 in this case.
This is kind of like the baseball's version of the closer, you know. This is the good closer conference to get you kind of psyched up for next year, because next year is going to be, I mean, we had a good year this year, and it looks like things are going to be continuing to motor through next year as well.
It is, and it's one of the reasons we got involved with the Center of Excellence with Harvard University on entrepreneurship within the organizations. It's each year, I think credit unions are having to reinvent themselves to create the same levels of success. And that study and that work being done is all around that. And we see it when working with our credit unions, and we know the things we represent are just a portion of what the credit union CEO and management team have to, you know, really have an overall view into. So to the degree we can help and, you know, continue our great work with Filene, that's a win for credit.
Yeah, no doubt. Let's talk about your partnership with Filene. It's a long-term partnership, so can you give us a quick summary on that partnership and how it works?
Yeah, years ago, Dave Serlo came to our management team and said that the future of credit unions is going to, you know, center on who's thinking down the road, and no better place for that than Filene. And Dave made a commitment. He came to us and said, "And Chuck, I need you to find half in your budget of my commitment." So that was a shocker. But getting an opportunity to be one of the first to really go deep with Filene and create it in terms of a relationship to think out and do studies that are going to drive where credit unions head. And that relationship could not be stronger today. Again, like I said, we got involved with the Harvard Center of Excellence, and Mark is and the entire team at Filene are just so passionate about the industry. So what better place to partner up to make sure that we all have a bright future together?
Indeed. I mean, because things are moving so fast. You have to think, I hate the term part, you know, outside the box, but you really have to, like, kind of look into the future, get your crystal ball out, because things are happening so fast today, especially with in the technology sector and how credit unions can keep up and stay relevant. And you guys are right there in the mix as well with that stuff.
Yeah, and I think the side to that is, out of the box, you have to be willing to make mistakes. You're not going to get everything right the first time.
True.
And I think the key, and Filene has made this a pretty consistent message, you know, fail fast and learn. So if you do make that mistake, understand why. Obviously, don't create a pattern of making those same mistakes over and over again, and move on.
Exactly. Learn fast, fail fast, learn from it, move on. Exactly. So the next one is, how do you guys work together to bring value to credit unions and then ultimately trickle down to the members?
So, you know, PSCU, in our case, we have 850 in our membership. So we have obviously direct contact with many of our credit unions on product development and where we think the market's going. But combine that with the research and the things that Filene does to understand consumer preferences, understand how fintech is coming into our space. Marrying up those two pieces gives us a tremendous start as we take our precious capital dollars and look to invest in new product development. So Filene plays a key role in not only the industry scope, but directly into PSCU and you know, it's just a valuable partnership for us.
Yeah, I was talking to Chuck Purvis earlier, and he brought in the Filene team too for their planning session and stuff. And they're like, gosh, they're kind of like your crystal ball, you know? They're in there. They go to the ultimate degree and their research and all that stuff. We all know that type of stuff. But to have them come in, have a team from Filene come in and help your credit union plan for the future, that's a nice feather in your cap.
It is, and I kid Mark all the time. He's like Switzerland, you know. He can work with credit unions and same communities. He can work with the PSUs of the world, the co-ops, you know, anybody in the industry, and they play it so well because of that neutrality. They're focused on the success of the industry, and to the degree they can help endpoints move along that line, that's a win for all of us.
Indeed. What a great mission to be on. So what are the benefits for you guys? And thank you for this, by the way. Thanks for supporting our presence here. We always appreciate that.
Really like the work you do.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. It's a lot of fun and get to talk to people like you and learn a whole bunch of stuff. So it's really a really cool and an honor to do this type of thing for the industry as well. So let's get back to you guys. What are the benefits in participating in this conference for you guys?
Well, certainly the networking. I mean, you are with the thinkers of our industry. That's not isolated to Filene. That's some incredible credit union attendees, industry partners. So the ability to network, the ability to see some of our credit unions in a forum outside of our normal engagement is hugely valuable. And then, you know, it's tremendous to me. We just watched a group of i3ers present. It's amazing to me that next year is my 30th year in the industry, and to see the enthusiasm and passion. I hope I had that years ago. I still have it today, but I'm not as energetic to be able to show it like they do. Yeah. And to see the things that they're thinking through that are going to enable consumers and members of credit unions to be more successful in their financial lives is inspiring. And then last, the speakers they bring in are always so thought-provoking. And, you know, I think the key is our teams back at the credit unions hate when we come to a meeting like this because we come back with so many ideas. And I think the trick for us is to kind of narrow down to two or three items that we think would have significant impact, so we don't, you know, boil the ocean as we head back. We can go back with two or three items and get our teams thinking.
I mean, and what other industry does this happen where you have credit unions or even just organizations talking about, hey, this is what works for us, this is what didn't work for us, maybe you should try this, or hey, we can adopt that at our shop as well. I mean, not very many industries, if any, can say that, and kind of the sharing and caring model here.
We had that discussion at dinner last night. One of the attendees at the dinner we were at is new to the industry, and he was amazed that credit unions are willing to share, you know, kind of what their strategic directions are and, you know, how they're going about it with other credit unions. He just said, that's just taboo from where I came from. You would never share anything, which, for a big bright minds in another industry, it must be a pretty quiet conference.
Exactly.
if they're not willing to share.
Crickets chirping, for sure. Hey, I'm going to wrap up with this. I mean, what's your outlook for, obviously, like we said at the top of the talk here, that 2017 was pretty good. And how do you see 2018 ramping up and motoring ahead here?
I think it's going to be an exciting year for credit unions again because lending is still strong. We're having great success working with our credit unions on managing their card portfolios, the transition, which is, you know, aggressive towards the mobile phone. So I think credit unions that are, you know, jumping along and keeping pace with where the consumer wants to be, they're going to see continued success. It may come through different avenues. But I do see 2018 as another great year for credit unions.
Gee, great message to end on. Chuck, always a pleasure. Thanks for hanging out with us for a few minutes. Appreciate it, man.
My pleasure.